receive. In Jesus' name, amen. For writing's sake, I'm going to let you sit down because there's a lot of information. So go ahead on and sit down. Open the two scriptures. Joshua chapter 1 and Psalm 1. We're going to deal with a subject tonight that I've been pondering and pondering because he want to get it to you clearly. Meditation, miracles cometh to the body of Christ.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Meditation, miracles. Somewhere in this lesson, we have to teach you how to meditate. It's real powerful. We're talking on prayer on Sundays, you know. And meditation is another powerful spiritual activity that the body of Christ needs to know more about. There in Joshua 1:8, Joshua taking the place of Moses. But the Lord told him, you can't take it without meditation. You're going to have to see. There are some things I want. Let me read the scripture. Joshua 1:8. You there?
Yes.
This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. How often?
Amen.
And then he tell him why he should meditate. See, it seemed like there are some things spiritually you're not going to be able to do if you don't know how to meditate.
Yes, sir.
He didn't say pray there.
Uh-huh.
He said meditate.
Yes,
a lot of times people read in the scriptures and think they're meditating, but you're not meditating. Memorization or memorizing scriptures, even though you can quote it, but that's not meditating. And we'll find out in a few moments how much depth in the spirit world meditation will bring you into places you've never seen before. But he says, thou shalt meditate there and day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written. It seemed like meditation have something to do with conviction. It has something to do with not forgetting what you meditated. It seemed like it get down in you at a different depth when you meditate. And then after that, see, after you get it in you to observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then thou shalt, now look what it says at the end of this verse. For then God, For then is after all he has said about it. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper. Make your way prosper. Make your way prosper. Prosper, being prosperous does not come automatically. But you set up to be a prosperous person. And then thou shalt have, look at this. I can't hear y'all. Good success. Stop all this mess. Crying about everything. Go to Psalm 1 now. Then I'll give you the prophecy, and then we'll go to work. Psalm 1. Psalm 1 is sort of a commentary also on meditation. Meditation is taking the word of God and pausing it, reading it, thinking about it, listening, be still, pondering it. Blessed is the man, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Meditation will help you do that. No stand in the way of sinners, no set in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. Woo!
Yes.
Look what he says, the results in verse 3, just like he said in Joshua, you see. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither. Look at what it said at the end of verse 3. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What I said, give me some meditation.
Yes. Yes.
With those three voices, four voices, Joshua, 1:8, and each first three voices, and both of them end up making your way prosper. All right? Now, I need you to listen prophetically here about meditation. Meditation turns the word of God into supernatural mail from heaven.
Wow. Yes, sir.
From this night forward, you're going to be receiving supernatural mail from heaven.
Yes.
Praise Him. Revealing the plans, plural, of heaven in every situation by unfolding the heart of God in you. Meditation unfolds the heart of God in you. In other words, your heart become God's heart, and God's heart become your heart in meditation. You stay there long enough. Meditation is a cause of divine operation from heaven that can't take place no other way. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You're just sitting there with your Bible, and you just meditating the Word. I mean, you don't have to have nine scriptures, just one.
Yes,
sit there and let Him talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Meditation is you talking to God, and God talking to you in His language.
Yes.
I believe there's such a thing as a meditative anointing. I believe you get stronger in the Spirit. I know you get stronger in the Spirit. So revealing the plans of heaven in every situation by the unfolding the heart of God in you. Listen to this one. This is all in the prophecy. When I'm praying and preparing for the message, He tell me bring the prophecy too. Your days of shadow living are over. Your life is about to be put into a depth in the spiritual realm that the average Christian never been. Not knowing the importance and the know-how to get in God's presence by meditation. All right? Still with me?
Yes, sir.
You will now live in the depths of God's will on a daily basis, helping others to see and follow God's plan day by day. Rejoice, rejoice.
Hallelujah.
I'm waiting.
Hallelujah.
For you are hooked up to the divine lifting plans of God. I don't care where you are now. Look at me. I don't care where you are now in life. Tonight, you about to be hooked up to the divine lifting plan of God. Oh my. You understand? You understand what God is saying, Doug? He's going to teach us about meditation tonight in a way that you can be hooked up to the divine lifting plans of God. In other words, God got some divine lifting plans with your name on it. But He can't get it to you through nobody but you. And so when you're meditating, that's when He get in the depth and show you the plan and show you how to function in it. Divine lifting plan. God, dog, I love that. Yeah, I never heard either. Divine, God has some divine, tell somebody next to you, God got some divine lifting plan for you. Listen to this in this prophecy. Never doubt your victory in no situation. Woo, you wrote that down? Write that down. That the situation gonna come, you know. But here the Lord telling you, never doubt your victory in no situation. In other words, whatever you're dealing with up in here tonight and online, whatever you're dealing with, don't doubt it. Keep listening. Let me get a whole sentence. Rejoice, rejoice. For you're hooked up to a divine lifting plan of God. Never doubt your victory in no situation, knowing that victory is already yours. You just have to see it through your heart of meditation. There's some things, in other words, there's some things you're not going to see unless you meditate. You see that? Phrase by phrase, you're being raised to your show place in life. I'm opening the bottom of my heart to the bottom of your heart. Therefore, get ready to start on your new level of living. Hallelujah. Get ready to start tonight on your new level. As a meditator, you about to get on a new level of living. Good God Almighty. Oh, my, my. A new level of living. God is calling us to a new level of living through meditation. Now, I'm going to get back to the scriptures in a few moments, but let me give you some things to write down here. Letting meditation manifest your miracles in your life now. Your mind map. Your mind map cannot discover your real life. Meditation going to take you beyond your mind. When you're taken beyond your mind and be in the presence of God, Satan can't talk to you no more. You're out of his reach. His pain not going to work. His doubt not going to work. Because you're going to speak back to him. Out of your power from the inside. Out of the new man on the inside. Them days are over. Days of worrying and worrying about this stuff. Say, no, you're not. You're lying. Get back in line, body. Get back in line, mind. Get back in the spirit. He said to me to tell you, you are about to have real adventures in the supernatural plans of God for his children. And that meditation is going to take you there. The trained heart. What kind of heart?
Train heart?
And you train your heart through meditation. The trained heart through meditation is the map of the supernatural life. It's the map. When you meditating, you reading a divine map that no other way to read it. You actually, when you meditating, you reading the heart of God. And while you're reading it, he'll pass it on to you. And you begin to think about a situation like God think about it. You begin to act on situations like God would act on. See, you designed to do that. But through you got to do that through meditation. Meditation is a divine visitation with God. Meditation is medicine in the spirit realm. Take a bigger dose. See, we can't be religious and just go to church and just read the Bible. We got to get a hold of God. And that's what meditation is for you. Are you listening? You cannot read the map of the spirit without meditating. I don't care. You cannot. It's the map. The map of the spirit has to be meditated. And then the Lord said to me, tell them, stop starving their spirit. And it will build a confidence in you, meditation of your walk with God. You just got it. You just know it, you know. You just know it. I've done more than pray, I meditated. I've read God's plan and I understand it. So I told you, you cannot read the map of the spirit without meditating. I got to get these things to you. Achieve strength above any trial and know how to prevail at all times. Then he had me write this. You don't have to answer me, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Could you say to me tonight, Apostle, I am a meditator. Probably neither one of us. When you don't know the importance of something. And you see, when you meditate, your flesh has to dissipate. Your senses cannot control what's going on in the atmosphere. That's what meditation is, to get you out of your mind and out of your senses, where God can talk to you and God can talk, and he can show you something that your senses couldn't handle. God has the cure for all your problems. But he just got to get them to you. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. See, meditation creates a different type of faith. Real faith. Because you go to thinking like God. You know he said you were God's, right? See, some people so holy, and he's scared of that. But that's what the Bible says. Yes. Made you kings and priests. Yes. Yeah. Wow. We were on your little communion table. Not knowing why we're taking the communion somewhat. We got to be more powerful. We know things don't come up, but they can go down too. Christian manifests from the inside to the outside. If you're not a meditator, you're on the outside. You're outside quoting scriptures. You're trying to manifest, but you can't manifest from the outside. You manifest from the inside. In your meditation time, you're connecting with the real you. Sam's spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is on the inside of me. So if that spirit can raise Jesus from the dead, go ahead and count you a few problems right now. Look at them. You follow what I'm saying? It's powerful enough to remove anything that try to reject your life. Stop letting the outside crucify your manifestation. Anybody can identify with that? Have you had some things you're dealing with and the outside sound louder than the inside? Matter of fact, you're talking more to the outside than you're talking to the inside. Y'all know this the truth?
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Stop the raping now. You're being raped if you're not a meditator. You're being raped if you don't pause long enough to have that divine conversation with just you and God. The enemy is going to keep on raping you. We stop that rape for tonight. We're going to take Joshua 1:8. We're going to take Psalm 1:2-3. We're going to read. We're going to meditate them first. I don't care if it's 2 months. Keep meditating. To hear, to see, understand who you are. I say this to you, but it's so new. The power of living a life of meditation. Meditation is spiritual medication. It's supernatural medicine. He sent his word to heal you. That's supernatural medicine. Taking greater doses of spiritual insights from God. Taking greater doses of spiritual insight from God. That's what meditation is. Taking greater doses. Without meditation, your decrees can't hardly work. Your confession can't hardly work because you got to go in the spirit realm to do these things. Meditation is the map into the spirit realm. Meditation is the map into the spirit realm. It takes you further than the natural. It takes you further than English. Nothing wrong with using our ears when you're supposed to be using an R. This is not technology, this is spirituality. Help me, Holy Ghost. Grow tonight, children. I want y'all to grow. I want y'all to know there's another flow flowing in your life now. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God now. Somebody about to graduate. It's time to get out of that grade anyway. You've been in that grade. You've been in that grade 27 years. It's time to get out of it. There are grades in the spirit. Are you following me? And if you get the right teaching, if you listen to it, you start graduating from one class to another class. You'll get to the point where you really can walk by faith and not by sight. Really can walk by faith and not by situation. Really can walk by faith and not by feeling. Revelation is powerful. Taking greater doses of spiritual insights from God. Seen in the depth of God's heart and plan. We'll get to some scripture in a few minutes. I just want to give you this. Enabling you to speak with the voice of God when you meditate. I love it. Meditation is looking in God's heart and seeing his plan. Meditation will bring, it'll glorify you, magnify you, and edify you. Meditation miracles cometh to the body of Christ. All right. The Psalm 1:1-3 we read, and Joshua 1-8. I want you to write them down and put this with it. Building a life of meditating properly. Building a life of meditating properly. Now, nine out of 10 of you all And we got, what, how many people online? 9 out of 10 of y'all really never meditated like we should. Turn to Psalm 119, verse 15. Making short turns, going around the curves in life. You're going to have some curve in your life. But if you learn how to be a meditator, you will make a short turn. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. You see that?
Yes,
that's powerful. In other words, you're through trying to do it your way. And see, another thing, in the spirit world, God is confusing if you're not ready for him. He don't talk normal language. You know why? He know he can handle everything. So he's not going to sit down and talk to your little pity party. He wants you to know that you got power to overcome whatever it is. God's language will be confusing to you if your prayer life and your meditative life is not right. He don't talk normal. How God gonna talk normal? God is not normal. God is not gonna let the same junk go through his mind that go through our mind. It can't go through it. He ain't got no opening for it. He know better.
Yes.
We learning better.
Yes.
Your life should make a shift tonight.
Yes.
I don't care how long you've been in church. See, these are apostolic setting that God is sending that you can move into a realm that is not known. Good God, right. So the curve, now when the curves come, and when it seems like you can't do nothing about it, even if you made a mistake, I heard a word called repent.
Yes.
I heard about a loving God.
Yes.
And I want to know who in you never made a mistake. I really want you to pray for me. Turn to Psalm 119. Oh, this is a good one here. 23. Psalm 119, 23. As a meditator, you will be aware of all traps. You will be warned through a dream or something God going to tell you. He'll call a name out. I hadn't had him call, and the name showed up the next day. Boy, I was watching. The person showed up the next day. The Lord had called a name already. I was ready for him. You know what I said? Nothing. I stood there and looked at him, let him talk. Say, okay, thank you. You'll be aware of all traps. Princes also did sit and speak against me. Look at it. But thy servant did meditate in thy statute. They can say what they want to say. I'm a meditator. I know what's going on. They're not going to trick me. I just tell the truth. I don't hang with everybody. You say, well, that's love. Oh, no, that's stupid. You hang with who God tell you to hang with. You know, They won't get with this homosexual thing tomorrow. You got to love them. How are they going to get delivered if somebody don't scorn? Somebody don't stand and look in the eye and say, no, you're wrong. You a man. Lord, love them and pray for them. No, I ain't praying for you. I'm going to talk to you. Then I'll pray for you if you listen. Don't let them be hounding you. Psalm 49:3, meditation is the man packer of wisdom. Meditation is the man packer of wisdom. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Look at it. Look at that. Look at that. Meditation is the man packer of wisdom. When you meditate, you're going to be wise. Look what the scripture says. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. Wisdom and understanding both come through meditating. Oh, my. Psalm 104, verse 33. Meditation will keep your joy flowing at all times. Thank you so much. Y'all going to have to receive this stuff now. Don't sit there like a dummy. Make some kind of response. Meditation will keep your joy flowing at all times. You act like you're hearing that every day. You're not hearing that every day. No matter what's going on, your joy is still flowing. Tell somebody, my joy is flowing right now. And when you meditate, you get in that joy because you know nothing can whip you and nothing can deceive you because you're more powerful than anything come against you. Meditation put the enemy where he's supposed to be. Under my feet. Keep your joy flowing at all times. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I mean when things going right, when things not going right. I think I'm going to sing a song. Hallelujah. You have to know, how can I use this, Lord? Now we usually use this statement. Everything going to be all right. But when you get to Revelation, everything is all right. With all the mess going on, but you in another zone. I just answered all your questions tonight. Anything you may be dealing with, any way the enemy is trying to hold you down or trying to block you, I just give you the answer. Everything is all right. No matter how it look, no matter how I feel, no matter what nobody else say, I know. I had a meditation with God this morning. And God talked to me. And God gave me divine assurance. Not just assurance, divine assurance. That everything's all right. All I got to do is hold on and prove faithful to the end. But Jesus said in John 19:30, it is finished. And stop looking for Jesus on the cross. He's not there. You're looking for an excuse to say the cross. No, go to the throne. That's why he at. He said now, with his leg crossed, and whooped Satan's tail for himself? No, for me. So you look up here, because I'm not going to tell you it's going to be all right. It is all right. Meditate till God show you what way to turn. Now remember, you're getting private information. Remember, you're getting information Satan can't get. Satan can't meditate. So by your meditation, you're ahead of him all the time. Because Satan is not equal with God. Sometimes we try to make him equal, but he's not equal. Compared with God, Satan is ignorant. God knows everything. Sit down. Did I tell you meditation will keep your joy flowing at all times?
Yes,
you got the scripture with it, right?
Yes,
what the scripture is?
Psalm
40. All right. All right. Let's talk about the flow to your real life. The flow to your real life in Christ is to carry out your assignment. The flow of your real life in Christ is to carry out your assignment. Psalm 119, 105. Meditation miracles coming to the body of Christ. Change everything. Call in prosperity. Cause you to prosper. In everything. Is reading. When you're meditating, you're really reading a map of your life. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Give me the sixth verse. Give me a Psalm 119, 106. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. Go to the next verse 7. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Go to the next one. Except I beseech thee the free will offered of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. And go to 109. My soul is contented in my hand. Yet do I not forget thy law. That's powerful. Now, memorization is not meditation. It's a difference between mind and spirit. You memorize in your mind, but you get in the spirit in your heart. So I know you got a lot of memorized scripture. Hallelujah. But it's not going to work unless you meditate. Jeremiah chapter 20 and verse 9. And I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart, as a burning fire shut up my bone. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. In other words, I couldn't be quiet if I wanted to. I go out and preach to them birds in the back. I got to tell somebody something. Spend time with God. You want to share with people, you see. You want to bless people alive. All right, we'll go one, two more, and then Leroy, you can come. Go back to Joshua 1:8. Reading the Bible and meditating the Bible are two dimensions in the spirit. That Joshua 1:8 now, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. In other words, keep talking. And I can't talk too long without saying something about God. You're putting your sight over the team and the game, and right in the middle of them, I said, you know what Jesus said? I just can't. I just can't. I'm not, and I'm not even trying to control it no more. There's no conversation that important. We're just going to talk all day long about these jam and these things they got going on, and we don't say nothing about God. What you been talking about? Who you talking to? And you just talk about God when you come to church? Mighty quiet of you now. I can't get him off my mind. Don't feel sorry for me. Get a mirror. If you don't understand what I'm saying, just get a mirror. But thou shalt meditate sometime. No, therein. When? Day and night. Why? For then thou what? Prosper, and good success is in meditating. Tomorrow morning, choose your scripture and sit with it. Get your quiet place, sit with it. Read it and listen. Read it and listen. Question the scripture. Well, what are you saying, Lord? Have a pad and a pen with you. I don't know how many pads I got in the house, pads everywhere. Just write down what God said to me. He's going to talk to you. I promise he's going to talk to you. Matter of fact, you probably, some of y'all are going to hear God's voice like you never heard it before. Now this one, Joshua 1:8, and then Psalm 1:1-3, right? I'm going to say this thing to you, then I'm closed. Your voice becomes a heaven voice through meditation. You're going to start talking just like God. A lot of times people are not going to even understand you because they got a religious setup, but you're talking beyond that. You're talking in a realm that God have brought you into because you've taken time to listen to him. See, meditation is actually a listening period. But it also, you give you a chance, and he wants you to read that scripture out loud. Read it out of your mouth. No. Read it out. Say it. And just you don't worry. Listen, this is not English. This is not mathematic. This is supernatural. There's no dummies with God. In other words, there's nothing you can't catch on to. Are you following me? You don't need no degree for this. Matter of fact, he chose the foolish of the world to confound the wise. All I need is somebody to listen to me. So instead of, my brothers and sisters, meditating on that problem, we've done that. We talked about it more than anything. Don't talk about it. And meditate the word. And you're going to get divine answers every time. Divine answer. Divine answer. Divine answer.